For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiries.ie
on News Talk.
We are, of course, only a couple of weeks away from the local elections, and we thought we might look at what the experience has been like for first-time election candidates, people who have looked at the political life and for some inexplicable reason said, I'd like to get a bit of that. And we have three of those with us today. We have Ali Morris, who is a Social Democrats candidate for Mullingar. We have Linda Prendergast, who is Fianna Fáil candidate for Talla South. And we have Adam O'Callaghan, who is Green Party candidate for Ballinamore. And Adam is particularly unusual in that not only is he a first-time candidate, he's the first time that there has been a Green candidate in that constituency. Let me ask you the question that I'll ask everybody. Why did you put your hat in the ring? What drew you into it in the first place? Have you seen what politicians go through?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think as you touched on there, that's the exact reason why I did get involved. It was to give people that...
Masochism.
The option to, the option to vote for a Green voice and to have a Green voice represent them. And when I took a step back and I looked at the council, I decided that I wasn't just going to be offering people a Green voice, but I was going to be offering people a young voice, an energetic voice, a progressive voice.
Are you from a political family? Had you been involved in politics before?
Well, my great-great-granddad was one of the first councillors ever elected to Leitrim County Council. But between me and him, there's
For
been,
who?
It was Fianna Fáil, and my grandparents would be turning in their graves. But I'm sure they'd still support me.
Could be worse. You could have gone Fine Gael. Linda, what about you? We're on the topic of Fianna Fáil. You're in Talla South, Fianna Fáil candidate. Like, same question. What drew you into it? Had you been involved for long?
No, I'm new to the whole area of politics. I live in City West, which is part of the Talla South constituency. And I don't know if you've been to City West in recent years, Anton. There's a huge change in the landscape there. A lot of large residential developments. What we've noticed over the last number of years is that it lacks the community amenities there to cater for the new population growth in City West.
But why politics? Why did you why decide politics? Now is my moment?
It's the way to get things done. I'm someone who likes to get things done. I've advocated for many years for amenities and I'm hardworking. I live in the area.
Well, there had to be a moment where you said, I have seen these elections happen around me for a long time. What was it about this year that made you say, this is the one where I want to be part of it?
Well, I suppose I have the time now. I have a family, I'm a mother, my children are a little bit older. I have the time that I can give to this now. I want to give it to it 110%. We lack local representation of someone who's living, working, walking the streets in the area. And I think that I want to be that voice on the council if elected come June.
Ali, what about you in Mullingar? What caused you to decide I'm going to do it?
Well, I actually studied politics about 7 years ago and worked in Leinster House as part of that. And I realised that politics is for everybody and anybody can get involved. And the same as the guys, you know, I think if you want to get things done in your local area, you have to throw your hat in the ring. And a few friends, I'd always be given out about things and they're like, you're just going to have to get in there and make changes yourself. And similarly, Sock Dems, it's the first time they have a candidate in Mullingar. So, I said, why not?
Just sit in slightly on that microphone. What did you find of the process of getting involved? Because it's one thing to say, I want to do it. It's another to navigate. How do you get through convention? How do you pick a party? How do you get a team together? How did the logistics work?
Well, I was already a member of the party. My friend also works for them. And she was like, you know, we don't have a candidate in Mullingar now. And would you consider running it? I had already been considering it and talking about it with some of my friends. And so I was like, okay, this is a sign. We got to go and do it. You have to have an interview. You go through a vetting process and then you have to gather your team locally.
And is the team, is it a party team or is it a personal team?
It's a personal team, yeah. So, I mean, you do get support from the party, obviously, but yeah, I'm roping in some friends to help me out.
And is that the same with you, Adam, and the Greens? Do you have to rope in friends, family, everybody else?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Green base in Leitrim is small, but I'm hoping to grow that. But I think an interesting distinction I'd like to make is probably all of us here have been involved in politics. through community activism over the past number of years, and maybe this is just the first step into that formal setting.
What do you say to people when you're trying to convince them to go out, particularly if you're canvassing in the middle of winter, saying, listen, in miserable, wet, windy, cold January, I want you to go and knock on a door, possibly facing a 50-50 chance that somebody may shout at you. How do you sell them on the notion?
Well, I wouldn't say the odds are as high as 50-50. With someone shouting at you, people on the doors are actually, they're quite nice. And I suppose Twitter and I suppose online spaces are quite misrepresentative of the public opinion generally. But I suppose to convince people to come on the doors with you and knock, it's about selling them the vision for the area, and they buy into the stuff that you're trying to do. And for me, it's trying to bring that diversity to Leitrim County Council and to bring that progressive voice. And that's what people get behind.
And how big a team have you?
There's about three of us.
And how often would the team be out knocking on the doors?
Well, there's three to do everything. So I might have some people help me with posters, but usually when I'm going knocking on doors, it's on my own.
What has that experience been like? How do you start? Is it, hello, I'm Adam, I'd like to be your Green Party representative?
It has been incredibly empowering. Just the confidence that you build up when you open someone's gate and you walk up to the door and you take that moment to breathe before knocking on it with the expectation that someone could shout at you. It's amazing. Because when they do open the door and you realise they're lovely and you have a great conversation about how we can improve our community, I think it's really special.
Is that what you're finding as well, Linda?
Yeah, people are very happy that someone is putting themselves forward to act on their behalf. People want to be listened to.
Do people not dive behind the couch as soon as they see a canvasser coming?
Honestly, and I was surprised by that also, Anton. People are really, really nice and receptive, and they want to be heard. You know, there are issues out there, and people want someone that will listen and who will go on and do the work to try and find solutions.
But do they not, particularly given that you're a government candidate, do they not take whatever is the issue that is most irking them and say, you lot, you're responsible for this?
Well, I'm a first-time candidate.
But so, nonetheless, you have nailed your colours to the Fianna Fáil mast and they're a government party.
Mm-hmm. No, I think people see the work that I've done in the community over the last 7-8 years. I'm chairperson of our City West Community Council. We've advocated for better policing, you know, safer communities, amenities, a public transport system that delivers. So I think people see that, the work that I have done. I'm committed to this. I am, as I said, hardworking. I have a small business. I have a family. I'm in the community. And I think that comes out for most, you know.
What do you do with the people who are knocking on the doors on your behalf? Do you have a debrief? Do you all sit down afterwards and say, listen, this is what I heard, or this is a house you need to go back to? I think they're on the edge.
Generally, I'm trying to get to as many doors as, and this is why I'm hoarse and excuse me today. I'm trying to get to as many doors as possible myself. I think it's really important for people who are coming out to vote to know the person that they're voting for, you know, and have a chat. I'm on WhatsApp, I'm on email.
So how many doors does that mean if you get to everybody?
I was trying to think of this yesterday. You're into the thousands. I've tried to get to as many estates as possible. Not every door is going to open, but at least if I get to speak to a few neighbours.
So do you break it down geographically? Do you take out a map of the constituency and say, okay, first week I'll do this, next week I'll, and just work your way through?
You work your way through, yeah. And you try, I worked from home initially, and then I need to, you know, as I'm from City West, but it's part of a larger constituency area. So I also try to get to other areas that have the similar issues that City West has.
Do you have a sense before you knock on the door which house is likely to be a Fine Gael house, which is a Green house, which is a Sock Dem house, which is a Fianna Fáil house?
No.
Not a notion?
Not a notion.
What about in, not that Mullingar is that rural, but in a slightly more rural extra Dublin constituency, do you have any insight into what way people, what foot they kick with in each house?
No, I mean, yeah, you have no idea when you knock on a door, but I would echo what the guys have said.
Do you get nervous?
No, I mean, I did canvassing before for repeal and in the last local elections for a friend of mine who was running, so...
But the exposure is different. There's different selling an idea versus selling yourself. That's,
yeah, but people are really nice. Now. Like, people are actually genuinely, like, I've had, like, maybe 2 or 3 people and I've canvassed about 1,000 houses at this stage that, like... are given out, you know, and but everyone else has been really receptive. You know, they're delighted to see, like, you know, more women running and younger people and, you know, looking for that diversity on the council.
Can you tell when you've got the vote?
I mean, some people will tell you outright and other people will say, we'll do what we can for you, you know. But like generally...
Do you not go back and hunt them into a corner? No, don't give me what you can do for me. Give me the, will you guarantee me the number one? And if not the number one, you guarantee me the number
two?
Yeah,
well, obviously, you know, you do say that. Like, I prefer your number one, but if that's going to someone else, then like... a two or a three, you're always asking for the preference. But, you know, I'm not going to bully anyone into voting for me. But I think people are ready for a change. That's what I hear from a lot of people as well. So, you know, we'll see. But, like, people can also say one thing
you're saying
to
Linda's
your
doomed,
face.
Basically, that's what I'm
No, but also, I mean, locals are different to generals.
Absolutely.
And it's more about the person than the party a lot of the time. And, you know, like for people who have been like active in their community and doing good things for their community, sometimes it doesn't matter what party they're in, you know. So
is that what you're finding, Adam? Because there has, I mean, I would have thought given the some of the green policy reaction that there has been outside the main cities that you might come in for a bit of party related flack. No,
No, I don't think so. Look, I'm 22. I'm just out of university in Trinity. When I go and knock on the doors, people do see that I have the ability to bring change and bring in the vision to make our communities more prosperous, sustainable, inclusive and dynamic. And that's what they buy into, because I think people are looking for change, to echo Ali's point. But that change is the 22-year-old.
But is that not tricky when you're, again, a government party?
No, I think it's certainly different at a local level. And you have to, we have to look beyond the confines of the party system in Ireland and realise fundamentally it is about who's on the ground, who's chatting to you. What energy can they bring? What ideas can they bring?
But is it not a more difficult offer when you knock on a door and you say, listen, I'm here selling change, despite the fact that my party has been in government for the last 5 or 6 years. Don't worry about them, worry about me.
I'm here selling change, but I'm also selling the fact that bus ridership has gone up in the Northwest by 400%. You know, there's 120 houses being invested into to take them out of a vacant and derelict property in Leitrim. You know, that's what I'm selling as well. So you have both. As well, you have the party. You have the party positives.
So you're selling changes
individual.
To the bits they don't like, but keeping the bits they do.
No, you have to strike a balance, and I think that's the joys of being a first-time candidate as well.
Tell me then about the issues that you are finding, because everybody, every seasoned politician, when you ask them about things, says, "Well, what we're finding on the doorsteps is X, Y, Z." Is there coherence in what people are raising with you?
I mean, obviously, everybody talks about housing, but I find that they want to know what I'm about. And for me personally, like in Mullingar, there's a lot of vacancy and dereliction in the town centre. And I work in the arts. We have a lot of amazing creatives living in Mullingar, but not that many art spaces. So I would like to see some of those buildings repurposed. And when I start talking about that and more public green spaces, people
but
are
housing
like, oh,
is
yeah.
the main thing that they raise.
I mean, I think it's maybe almost a reflex answer for people because it's such a huge issue and it is really like a big issue.
As in you mean that they don't actually feel it, they've just heard it a lot. Is that or that it's an issue
no,
for them?
No, they do feel it. And like in Mullingar, I mean, recently we have a lot of housing being built at the moment, which is great. It's sorely needed, but not all of it has the required amenities and people are worried about that. And also that, like, there's...
What about immigration? Does it come up?
I mean, I think two people have said it to me. Yeah,
Linda,
it hasn't been...
What are you getting on the doors?
Again, mainly on the doors because of where I'm living in City West. And I agree, I echo, we need a lot of housing. City West is catering for that, but it's not catering for the amenities. So that is the key thing for...
And immigration, not an issue. I would have thought, given that the hotel has been used so significantly...
It is mentioned, and I obviously feed that back into the party. And local TD, John Lahart, has actually done some work on that for Fianna Fáil in issuing a report about immigration.
Health? Crime?
Crime comes up, yeah. And, sorry, excuse me, my voice cracked there. Crime does come up and there is a big growth in population in the area. I facilitate the Garda clinic and that's a thing that we do in City West where the Garda will come into a community and have a Garda clinic for an hour or so. I facilitate that. I've got it back up and running again. We have a Garda clinic on Tuesday and that's happening.
And what about you, Adam? What are you finding?
I suppose what I see, and to tie all those issues together, is that people are, I suppose, experiencing communities collapsing, especially in rural Ireland. And that could mean, you know, the post office moving out of the town, no more bank, the last pub closing. And I suppose that's what I'm trying to address, because I suppose, with years of lack of investment.
But you knock on the door and people say, I'm irked at the absence of a post office. That's where they start.
Of course. It's an amenity.
Before housing, before immigration, before crime.
But crime is also part of that, and so is housing. You know, the guard station in my town is only 3 days a week. You know, immigration is also part of that. Who's coming into your community, and does the community have the capacity to support that?
So remind me, how long now before you actually have to, before people put ballots in boxes?
Like just under 4 weeks. 7th of June.
Yeah.
Are you getting excited about the prospect?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you have talked before, Ali, about going through the electoral process, albeit for referenda, have you gone to a county centre before?
Yes. I think I was in the RDS for the last, but only like later on in the day. So
you've never had to sit there and watch your own tallies.
No, but you'd be following the lads on Twitter, Gavin Riley, and you know, with their spreadsheets. So yeah, oh, it's exciting.
There's only one spreadsheet in this town, and that's Gavin's. He's the only man for the spreadsheet. Yeah. Guys, obviously we have to remain politically neutral, but in the spirit of that neutrality, wish you all the very best in the coming weeks, because it is a difficult gig. That is Ali Morris, who is a Social Democrats candidate for Mullingar, Linda Prendergast, Fianna Fáil candidate for Talla South, and Annabel Kellig, who is Green Party candidate for Ballinamore.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kearys.ie
on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.